Okay, let's begin, guys. So the yard site is today for my nephew. The kol is named after him. Kol Zichron Noam Yehoshua. Noam Yehoshua ben Yaakov is a Shomer Gur High School in Gan Eden. He died in 2013, and he was a senior in high school. Died in the spring. He had a brain aneurysm. He was totally healthy. And he had terrible headaches, and then he got better. And then 2 weeks later, came back, and they tried to save him. They couldn't save him. He was a very special boy, very kind and learned, and he was a real Ben Taira. He wanted to come closer to Hashem. The summer before that, he learned in Marashah High School Kolo, and that was the summer they had the Siyum HaShas in Giant Stadium. I remember he enjoyed that very much. And in fact, that summer, we were learning Hilchos Ribbis in the summer Kolo. It was a very hard topic, and I remember he sat and learned with me and my Chavrusa that day, and he really persevered because it was very hard. So maybe it's Neshama go to highest points of Gan Eden. I was thinking, I don't know if it makes a difference, but I have a nice, I took him to the, when he was visiting that summer, I took him to the, what's it called? The Statue of Liberty. So there's a nice picture of him and me. All right. I'll bring it to you. I'll bring it to you guys. You can see who he is, who he was. Okay. I wanted to begin with the Ariel called me last night. He had Akasha, and the different sheets we had in Tanoim about when Aninus is, when Aninus is Belilah's. If you said the Rabbana, I just want to stress that was about Kachim, about Meisher Sheni, about Bikurim, about those topics that are the Yeraisa. You know, the Shittas that we had is Aninus, Belilah, Yeraisa, the Rabbanon. That is regarding the topics that are the Yeraisa. However, the Petur Mitzvahs, that ends at the Levaya. Okay? That ends at the Levaya. So let's make sure we get that. That's what Yudah Chassid pointed out, and I want to just stress that. Okay? That the tour of mitzvahs of an Onan ends at the Levaya, and you become chayv in mitzvahs as an all, except for the first eight tefillin. But that's important in a kud I wanted to mention. That was from Rabbi Yudah Chassid. I had mentioned from Yudah Chassid yesterday that there are two tracks. In those two tracks, in Yechesim and Alfi, he points out that the Isser to do Kachin is Noe Kol Hayom Misa, even after the Kvura. But the tour of mitzvahs, Lamaisa, is only Noe Kolzman Shemutul Meso Mutul Afanov. And as Rav Schechter said from the Rav Zatzal, again, Onein, the topic we did yesterday was really called Onein. The topic God willing to do today is really Meso Mutul Afanov. And that's only Mutul Afanov. Kolzman, the Levi is not done. Once the Levi is done, it's not Mutul Afanov anymore. Right? So that's the first Nakuda I wanted to mention that Ariel was asking me last night. The second Nakuda I want to mention, to get it clear, is that we had yesterday that the Mishnah Psachim said, Mishnah Psachim says, Och Onein Tovo V'Ochol Espischo La'erev. Yes? That's what the Mishnah said. Now, that is talking about, as the Rambam says in the Perush Mishnayos, there in Psachim, is talking about a situation where the person died, I'm sorry, the chiyuv aveilus set in before the guy died, meaning he died after chatzos. So once the chiyuv pesach is set in, we go ahead and say, let the onin tov of ochel. Does everyone got that? I want you to get that, okay? The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos says that he died in the afternoon after the Chiyuv Pesach set in. Because if he died before Chatzos, we're dochem the Pesach Sheni. Okay? L'chachila. Now, B'di'evid, we mentioned the Rambam, that if you were makir the Korban, B'di'evid, it was Hurtza. Unlike other Korbanis, which it was not Hurtza. Okay? And the Gemara in Zvachim, I want you to get this Nakuda. This is the second point of clarification from yesterday. The Gemara in Psachim, in Zvachim and Testament base says that Reb Shimon proves that Aninus Belilah's de Rabbanon from that Mishnah of Onein Tovel the Ochlis Piskol Erev. Reb Shimon proves from there that Aninus Belilah is mid Rabbanon. Okay? So we're talking about a situation where the guy died in the afternoon after the Chiyuv Pesach set in, and because Aninus is only through a Bona Belilah, we let him eat. Okay? We let him eat. And that's what the Gemara says, Beferish. Okay? That's what the Gemara says, Beferish, Halach Lamaisa. But look, this seems to be a difficult raya. Why does it seem to be a difficult raya? That Aninus is the Rabbanon. Again, you follow what I'm saying? Tovel v'ochel pisco proves to me that Aninus is the Rabbanon. Yes? But I just want to point out, Lamaisa, if you held, Lamaisa, that Avelis was the Eraisa, it would not override the Pesach, because the Pesach already set in. So what kind of a raya is it that Aninus Belilah is the Rabbanon, if the Chiyuv Pesach set in already, even if Aninus would be the Eraisa? Lamaisa, you would still be what? You'd still eat the Pesach because the Chiyuv Pesach preceded the Aninus. So how does Reb Shimon bring a raya that Aninus is the Rabbanon from Tol Ochel Pisco? Do you follow me? That's the kasha. So Rashi asks this kasha in Zvachim and Daf Kufa Min Aleph. So Rashi answers, I want you to get this. Rashi answers that Achila is not Ma'akevis. The Achila of the Korban Pesach is not Ma'akevis to fulfill the Korban Pesach. The obligation, Lamaisa, of eating the Pesach begins when? At night. When is the Hakrava? The Hakrava, Lamaisa, was in the daytime. So even if the relative died after Chatzos, Lamaisa, the Aninus preceded the obligation to eat the Korban Pesach. So if the Aninus was the Eraisa at night, it would answer the Onen from eating the Korban Pesach. But since what we allow the guy to eat the Korban Pesach, it must be that what Aninus is only the Rabbanan. That's how Rashi's Masbir, this Chiddush. And it could be the Ola Shlomo Taraz Kodesh point out that according to Abaye in Reb Shimon, this is Abaye, and the Raman Paskim's like Abaye, that it depends when the guy dies to answer this theory in Reb Shimon whether a Korban can be brought when the guy's in Avel. It depends whether he died before Chatzos or he died after Chatzos. But it could be Reb Shimon holds you could fulfill the chiyuv of Korban Pesach even if he will not be fit to eat it. That's against the Mishnah Lamaisa in Psachim Lamaisa. That's against the Mishnah Psachim that holds not that way. But it could be Reb Shimon the Tana holds that you could fulfill the Korban Pesach even if you won't be fit to eat it. So that's Lamaisa how you have a raya. Everyone cop what I'm saying? That according to Abaye, Reb Shimon's raya is now Tovel v'ochel pisco shows me that Aninus Belilah is the Rabbanan. Because if Aninus was the Eraisa, we would not let him eat it. Because according to Reb Shimon, Achil is not Ma'akevis. The Iker point is the Hakrava. Has everyone got that so far? Zach, you follow me? Then Rashi takes it a step further. Lamaisa. Then Rashi takes it. This is all in Rashi Kuf Amin after Maska Abaye. Now that you've established that Achil is not Ma'akev, right? So where do you get the Chiyuv Karis? Where's the Chiyuv Karis come from Pesach? The Hakrava, not the Achila. We just said Achil is not Ma'akev, right? So you only Chiyuv Karis for the Hakrava. So since the eating the Pesach doesn't affect the Korban, Lamaisa, even if the Aninus is only the Rabbanon, why is he allowed to eat the Korban Pesach? What was the whole rationale why you were allowed to what? Why you're allowed to tovel v'chol? Because we said b'makom what? The Rabbanan b'makom karis. But the karis is on Hakrava. It's not on the Achila. So even if you hold Aninus as the Rabbanan, why should that allow you to eat? Even if Aninus is the Rabbanan, should asher you to eat? No? So Rashi has that kasha too. This is all Rashi. This is not Gedol HaAchronim. This is all Rashi. So Rashi gives two tirutz in that kasha. Number one, he says, if they would not allow the Onan to eat the Korban Pesach at night, you know what he would do? He wouldn't even do the Akrava, and he would be Chayav Karis. So they were afraid of that. That's one tirutz. Number two, a Korban that is offered but you can't eat it in its prescribed time, it has to be burned. So it's not proper that the Rabbanan would initially allow this to occur. They wouldn't allow a guy to be makir of something that you couldn't eat. So therefore, Lamaisa, if you're going to makir, you've got to be able to eat it. And since you have to offer the korban in any event, the Rabbanan allowed him to eat it. So these two Teirutsim answer Pesach very well. Other korbanos cannot be eaten by an onan even at night. Okay? And even if our Mishnah does imply that, it's talking about the night after the burial, not the night of the death. Remember, we distinguished between that, that, you know, if it was Monday, died on Tuesday. So that was the second ha'ar I wanted to mention, to get that clear. Okay? So now that squares the usher. You had asked me that. How does that square with the Gemara? Remember, you had asked me about, now it squares very well, that Gemara was focusing on B'makom Kares. And this is the answer to the steer in the Rambams where it's Hertzah, but the situation is that the general mandate is because the Kares is suspended because of Aninus the Rabbanan. But Reb Shimon brings a Raya that Aninus Belial is the Rabbanan from Tov of Ocho Piskol, which is based on the Chiyuv Kares that we matter it. Okay? All right. So that really answers your kasha from yesterday. So that's what I wanted to point out, those two Ha'aras. Okay. Okay, let's continue. We mentioned yesterday that there are four different reasons why the very end of Shir yesterday, why the Chachamim patered an onan from mitzvah sesei. And if you collect the four reasons, I believe there are three reasons mentioned in the Tyson Brachas. One is Kavod Ames. Two is the pasuk Seischa Zorischa Yimei Chayecha. You may chayach when you're osik bechayim, but when you're osik in a mace, you're potter from Kabbalah's almost shamayim. If you're potter from Kabbalah's almost shamayim, which is a great mitzvah, you're potter from all of the mitzvahs. The third reason we said is osik b'mitzvah potter in a mitzvah in general. Bearing a mace is a mitzvah. Number four is the notion that Rashi says tirda. Rashi says tirda on the what? On the lashon. In the Gemara, if you saw Rashi says the Lashon Tirda, and I want to just read it inside, if I can find where it is. I don't know where the Gemara Brachas was, but Lamaisa, Rashi has a Lashon there where he says Tirda. What'd you say? Yeah, but I had it, I thought I had it here somewhere. Where's the Rashi in Masechus Brachas? I had my art scroll here. Yeah, Rashi on the, I wanted to, oh, here it is. I have it right in front of me. Thank you, Usher. Okay? Rashi says a Lashon of Tirda. Okay? Rashi says a Lashon of Tirda right here on the Mishnah. Okay? Mishnah Mesa, Chul Pagam Krishma, Lefisha Torah, B'machshavas Kfuraso, who do me the chasin, the Pagam Shim Tirda, the Mitzvah. So three reasons we want to say from Taisvis, and then Rashi is the fourth reason. So, Lamaisa, we should also mention, which I gave it to you, the Rabbeinu Yonah. We don't accept this Rabbeinu Yonah, this Yesh Beforshin, but this tour of mitzvahs is by all mitzvahs, guys. All mitzvahs essay. There is the Rabbeinu Yonah that says not that way, the Yesh Beforshin, I gave it to you, who claims that the tour is only by the three that are mentioned. Only by the three that are mentioned, and that is by Tfilin, by Kriyashma, and Tfilin. Because those need kavana, and since those need kavana, so he says that lamaisa those three they didn't have the girsa. They are part of kol mitzvahs b'amurus b'tayra, and then the Rabbeinu Yonah slugs that up and says not the way. So I'm just saying that shita seems to highlight very strongly this notion of tirda, because tirda is going to pater you from mitzvahs that depend on kavana. And if you're tired, you can't get it together. No? So that makes sense. Even though we reject that shita, I just wanted to point it out, Lamaisa. Even though we reject that shita, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, I gave him the Daf Yarif, Lamaisa. I gave him the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, the Daf Yarif, Yudim Bezim Askel Potter. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, what would follow from these approaches of why you're Potter from Mitzvah's essay is, could you be machmer for on yourself? So, Lamaisa, for example, if you hold like Rashi, it's an issue of Tirda, yeah, if you can get it together, Lamaisa, if you can get it together, much like a chassan, the Mishnah says in Brachas at Tetzayin and Beis, if a chassan wanted to recreate Shema, he can't, Mishnah says. If, however, you held that it was a din of what? Of kavod, then obviously it would be usur to be machmer on oneself. And you would not be able to be machmer on oneself. And if you held it was based on the pasuk, pasuk shot is that maybe it also the pasuk is a mandate. And as I wanted to fix yesterday's Yehuda and Jacob were saying, that pasuk is like a new pasuk. It's not. I think I made a mistake. I don't think it's an issue of osik with the putim. It's a special din that yamim shata osik b'chaim. When you're osik b'chaim, then you're supposed to mekabel shomayim and do other mitzvahs. When you're dealing with a meisher potter, that's not an issue of osik mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. So I would say if you held kavod, you hold that pasuk of yamim shata osik b'chaim, it would be takabi usher for you to be machmer yourself. If you hold the word of osik mitzvah potter in a mitzvah, lamaisa.
That Yerushalmi says that ain't shomim lo if you want to be
right. It says it beferish. Correct. It says it exactly. Zach ain't shomim lo. It says it beferish, and it says you based on those pesukim. Zach points out Yerushalmi says it beferish. Using kavod or using that pasuk, you would not be able to be machmir on yourself. That's correct. Now, if you say also mitzvah put them in a mitzvah, that depends whether a guy could be machmir on himself. There is a famous ritva in sukkah that says when you're osim mitzvah A, it's usher to leave A and do B. It's like a dvar rishus. Even though B is a mitzvah, but we view the ritva and sukkah. It's usher to do B. So if you held like that, maybe you would be also usher to be machmer on yourself and, you know, do the mitzvahs while you're an oning. But other rishonim argue on that ritva and say if you want to do, you can be. If you're osken A and you want to do B, you could be. So I'm saying you could go either way if you use that approach. Okay? Now, lamaisa, it's interesting. This concept to be machmer on oneself, okay, the way it's always said over, Rashi and the Rambam seem to say you could be machmer on oneself. Rashi says it later on, Lamaisa Legabi Brachas, right? Rashi says it later on, Legabi Brachas, on the Gemara. He says, Einot Tzarech, right? What does that mean, Einot Tzarech? That means if you want, you can. Rashi at the bottom of the Yomim, yes? The Rambam says the same thing. So if the Onan wants to say a bracha, he could. However, the Rosh quotes a Yesh Omrim, and he says like this, if you're Osik B'Tzarki Ames, it's Asa Lavarech. Vim lo Osik B'Tzarki Ames, Yachal Lavarech. And then Taisvus and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh say, no way, nothing doing. You have no ability, ain't a reshai levarich, right? Quotes of Yushabi that Zach mentioned. You're not allowed to be mevarich. It's mamish usher to mevarich, even if you want to. And then there is a shita that's not so well known that didn't make the Shulchan Aruch, and that is the Rash that I gave you. The Rash is of the opinion on the Mishnayos in Demai. The Rishah says you're not allowed to be motzi someone, but you are mechuyev to say your own bracha. The Rash and the Mishnah Dvarim Perakal Mishnah Dal, the Maskim of Arachin says you are mechuyev. It's not well known, this Rishah. I want you guys to know it as well.
The Rash
on Mishnayos. Like we had a Rash yesterday, the Rash, Rabbi Shimshon Mishantz, says you are mechuyev to say a bracha. So, how do we paskin? The Mechaber, I hope you saw on Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph. Paskins like Taisvus, Yeshomer Shafil Yirtzel Achmer Alatzmo Lavarech. You're not allowed to Ola Anos Amen Achmer Avarech and Ainer Rishai. You can't even answer Amen, and that's what we assume. The Rav Hash actually points out a Machloikis about being able to say Amen, right? He points out the Russians Brachas there in Siman Gimel quotes Yesh Gedolim against the Maram whether an Onen who hears a Brach from someone else are you Yotze. So the Yesh Gedolim says, Beferish, that you are considered to be Yotzeh. And the Maram says, no. So the lumdus is that the Maram holds the Onan, you're mafkiya from mitzvahs. It's mamish because of kavod, you can't do it. It's a hafka, not a bar kiyuva. You're mamish but from mitzvahs, and therefore you're not Yotzeh at all. Whereas maybe the Yesh Gedolim held, Lamaisa, and we'll maybe get back to it if we get a chance, that it could be. A svara might be, and I want you to write this down, could be a fifth svara. The Rav has a mahalach that the reason why an onus patur mitzvahs is a kiyumin avelis. It's a fifth svara why an onus patur. So it's a kiyumin avelis. Maybe you would say you're not complete. It's not a complete afgah, and therefore you could answer amen. Okay? But the bottom line is that we paskin that you are not allowed to halacha lemaisa in hilchos aveilus. But as we always say, you gotta look, you know, kol Torah kula, and you gotta know other parts of the Shulchan Aruch too as well. So you look at hilchos Kriya Shema and Siman Ayin Aleph. The Mechaber writes, he says, Misha Meslo Meshu Chayev Lisabal Allah, Afilayna Mutal of the Kavro, Potter Mikriya Shema Mitfila. Even if it's not in your face, even if you're not Mutal of the Kavro, Potter Mikriya Shema Mitfila, push up traffic because of cover. Then he writes, that Filim Rotzal Achmal Atzvo, Likros Ainu Rashai, like he says in your day, correct? Then he writes, Vimieshlo Mishi Shtadl Bishvil Tsarke Kfura. If there is someone that can do the tzarkei kvura, v'rotzel hachmelatzo likros, ein mochim biyado. Interesting, no? Here the Mechaber Hilchos Kriya Shema says, if someone can do it, if the Chevra Kaddish is doing it, and you want to be machmer to do it, he says, ein mochim biyado. Interesting, no? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hay says, obviously we don't allow you to be machmer when no one else can take care of the mace. That's one shot. Or he says, we're talking about all situations. Even if there is someone, it's also because of covering a mace. Because we shouldn't say, oh, the mace is cowl in his eyes, and he doesn't care. That's the das of the Mechaber Mikra Din. When he writes, ein mochin, Mishnah Berurah says, ein ani yechol limchos, so someone wants to be knowing not that way. So we don't want to say that it's a steer in the Mechaber. But the Mechaber is opening the door to say, if you see someone who wants to do that, like that Rosh Yeshiva that we said when he flew back, he learned, Lamaisi says, ain't mochim biyado, because there's someone that can do the tzarkei kvura. So when you talk about this mechaber in your day, you must talk about this mechaber in Ayin Aleph and Or HaChaim too as well. With that Mishnah Berurah, I want you to note that. Okay? Yes, Ariel. Go ahead.
I was just wondering who said, the if they're tzarkei ameis, then they're also la'asuk mitzvah sacher, like to do other mitzvahs. But if they're not tzarkei ameis, then they could do other mitzvahs.
There's a Yesh Omrim Alpidur Rabbeinu Tam that the Rush quotes. Okay? That was by a bracha. Okay? That was by a bracha, Ariel.
Okay?
Now, when we talk about bracha, yeah, real quick, Yehuda. Go ahead.
When we say that Rashi, I would be allowed to give it to us, can you stretch that Rashi past just saying bracha?
Yeah, I think Rashi. Yeah, Rashi says we said the lum says tirda.
Maybe even karbonis.
No. Karbonis is a din d'oraisa. We said that's the d'oraisa. Yeah, that's the d'oraisa. But legabe mitzvahs, there's a pteruv and rabbi if you could get it together. Yeah, but not the kachin. Okay, now when we talk about brachas, there's something a little bit stickier. Okay. Because we pointed out, and this is the Pischei Tshuva quotes here, that an ona is pater from mitzvah zeseh, okay? He's pater from mitzvah zeseh, and he is, however, as the Sifkat and Zion, the Pischei Tshuva quotes with the Chacham Svi, that's only mitzvah zeseh, alav, he's chayivin. Of course, he can't eat ham, he can't steal, halacha lemaisa, okay? We'll have to talk about maybe other different situations, not today, but a straight up live, of course, he observes. It's interesting, in the Pesach Tshuva and Sifka and Dalid, he actually quotes from the Sefer Chamudi Daniel that Lamaisa, an Onain, eats bread, eats food without Berakas Nenin, but he must wash his hands without a bracha. Why must he wash his hands? Because Netilas Yadayim is a Gzeir of Sarach Truma. The Kohanim, before they partake of Truma, can't be Metamid Shuvos. They had to wash their hands. So we made a Gzera. Any Yid that eats bread, even if it's Chulin, must wash their hands. What's a Gzera, conceptually? Is it a lav or is it an essay? Which rubric are you going to put it under? A lav. Therefore, he must do the mice of the Tilis at nine. But he doesn't say a bracha. Please get that. The question is, when you eat food, the Gemara says in Brachas on Lamehem and Aleph, it's a little bit scarier. Not just a little bit, you're over Gezel, you're over Me'ila. So how can you tell me that an Onain is able to eat food without a bracha? He's stealing. He's over the Isser of Me'ila. It's a terrible Isser. So The pashtus is, to answer that kasha, and I want you to get this, and because of this kasha, that's why the Rashi Yehuda holds you must say a bracha. The Rashi says, how dare you allow an Oneh to do an Isser? How dare you? That's why the Rashi says you must say a Birkas Nenin. Because of that kasha, that's what the Rashi holds. But we don't hold like the Rashi. We don't allow people to say Birkas Nenin for an Oneh. Why not? So the lumpus must be, and there's a lot, Lamaisa, let's try to build it up here to say, that the Isser Gezel, and the Isser Me'ila is Noveya from the mitzvah to say a bracha, Birkas Nenin. And I have that in our sefer. I want to give the sefer to everybody, Lamaisa, that I wrote for my father on the Tzal years back, Lamaisa, about 10, 11 years back. The Isser Derabanan, this is what Moshe Herschel Zatzal said, Zam Lechemi Zatzal said this, Lomdus, they make bracha says the Lomdus. The Isser Derabanan, Zach, is Noveya from the mitzvah of the Rabbanan to say a bracha. And when there's no mitzvah, Sammy, there is no Isser Derabanan. So since an Onan is Pata from mitzvahs, Essay the rest of the Rabbanan, the Isser doesn't get off the ground. And that's exactly what the Gemara means. You are over Mila and Gezel when you eat without a bracha. But that's only when you had a chi of mitzvah of the Rabbanan to say a bracha. But an Onan has no mitzvah of the Rabbanan. Mela, there is no Isser. And it's very, very meduyuk, Lamaisa. It's very meduyuk. There's a bir halach and samach beis in Orachem that has a suffix. If you're in a beis of mirchatz, and you don't have any clothes on, you want to take a drink of water. So he says, can you say shahakol? You can't say shahakol without your clothes on, so can I drink it without a bracha? That's a suffix. It's a strange suffix, no? So Rav Moshe Herschel Zatzal said that that's the suffix of the bracha. If you hold that's an iser mamish, and the bracha is just a matter of it, it's staring in your face. You got to get your clothes on, go outside and say the bracha. But if you hold that it's a mitzvah, or the Isser's Noveya from the mitzvah, then you're an onus. You're in a situation of, why can't I take the drink when I can't say shahakol? The Isser, the Rabbanan, is Noveya from the mitzvah, but I punt it from the mitzvah. So that's the Sovi the Berlacha. Obviously, we paskin, you should get your clothes on and drink outside with a bracha. But I'm saying you understand the Sufik. You follow me? You understand the Sufik. And the truth of the matter is, guys, we paskin like this. And Oni does not say a bracha when they eat. They do not say a bracha. We don't hold like that, Rash. We hold this lumbus. And we do not allow a person to be machmer even on themselves. Ain't a Rashai. We paskin like Tysus. So this lumbus, we talk a paskin like. I'll give you another maramakum that shows this quite well, Lamaisa. The Gemara Tet Zayinim Alvin Brachas says that Paulim, Tanya Paulim, shall you also malacha itzal balabais, Oakland people name of Arkan Alof. Workers, they do malacha, they take lunch, they eat the bread, they don't say a bracha lafanav. Rashi, it's Gerson Tysus, is because they're not minat Torah. Lunch break. You're not allowed to take a 4-hour lunch break. Right? Who had the worst boss in the world? The Rambam says, love in our Russia. Rambam calls Yaakov at Tzadik. The model employee was Yaakov. No one had a worse boss than him. And he took exactly a half an hour lunch break, like Lovin told him. Nothing more. The last Rambam, Hilchos Sichur is Paul, and Rambam calls Yaakov at Tzadik. He said, no one had a worse boss than him. He didn't take a 4-hour lunch break. He was machben on the time to the degree that they didn't, according to Rashi Tosfos, you don't even say a shahakol. Can you believe that? It takes 4 seconds to say shahakol. He didn't want to waste time. Now the Rif and the Gonim say, you say a Birkas Nenin, they had a different girsa, Mavarchin Birkas Nenin. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, Damek Bracha says, what's going on? You Matari Surim? No! The Isser Me'ila and Gezel's Noveya from the Mitzvah of the Rabbanan say a Bracha. Paulim or Pata from that Mitzvah of the Rabbanan. Me'ila, the Isser falls away. The same Lomdus. You follow what I'm saying? That's why the Paulim Lamaisa, according to Rashi and Tosfos, comes out the Isser's Noveya from the Mitzvah. It's Meduyik and Rashi. If you look in Rashi and Brachas, and Laman Hand says, Kol Nenim and Olam Azev Lo Brach, Hilu Gozel LaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. Rashi says, Gozel Spir Kossel. Why doesn't he say Gozel the food? So that's the Marsha asks that. The word is because the Isser's Noveya from the Mitzvah. You're not stealing the food. You're stealing the Bracha. very meduyuk in that Rashi. And if you look in the Rambam, it's the same shot. The Rambam that was brachas perakav habeis says yirchayv levracha hana lefnei hana, and then he's mosif kol and then ablo brachar zemal. It's mashma the iser meila is noveya from the fact you have a chiv to say a bracha. And the Rav has like this. Rav Konigsberg Shliti has from the Rav, you know, in Shir Aveilus, that normally we don't say a sveik sveik and bakum cheskes iser. So why doesn't every food have a cheskes iser? Yehuda, why doesn't every food have a cheskes iser? The Teretz says the chiv to say the bracha is noveh from the chiv to say the bracha, the iser is noveh from the chiv bracha. So say something to Rabban Lakula. No problem, you can say something to Rabban Lakula. You can say something to Rabban Lakula. You don't say something to Rabban Lakula, bakum cheskes iser. Isn't there an iser on the food before you eat? No! You follow me? There's a chiv to say a bracha. The iser is noveh from the bracha. It's not that there's a subject to Rabban Lakula against a cheskes iser. There's no cheskes iser. The chiv to say, the iser to eat without a bracha is noveh from the fact that you have a chiv bracha. So we were masber what? An onen. We were masber paulin. We were masber the subject in the bir halacha, the beis amirachatz. What's number four? Let's do one more marker on this that shows the soul shtickel Torah. I wanted to concretize this. Okay? There's a Gemara in Brachas in Yudbezim and Aleph that says the following. The Gemara says, if you're holding a cup of wine and you say Brachat Hashem and you thought it was beer and then you realize that it was wine and you finish up, you're fine. Because even if you had such alcohol on the wine, you're Yotze. Yes? The Gemara says that's pshita. The shaila is you're holding a cup of beer in your hand and you thought it was wine. So when you said Brachat Hashem, you're going to say Brei Brakov, and then you realize it's beer and you save yourself. So the Gemara says, do you go bust to the beginning of the bracha, which would be bad, or do you go bust to the end, which you saved yourself? The Gemara leaves as a bayilu shita. Yud beis and manaf and brachas. You got the case? Okay. Let's say it again. You're holding a cup of beer. You thought it was wine, you said Brachat Hashem, having in mind to say Brei Goffin, then you realize it's beer, you save yourself. So do you say since the Brachat Hashem was faulty, it's bad, or do you say by the end of the day, at the Iker Chasim, I saved myself? Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. Taisus there in Brachas, you beis the Mraf, Dirmaskal, Omer, Dirmaskal Lo, says, Beshem the Rif, we go Lakulam, Yoyotze, we go Lakulam. And Tosfos Paskins like the Reader and the Chumrah, you have to say a new bracha. Get that Tosfos. You look it up. Bachleges Tosfos and Reader Beis Man Aleph. And that Shaila, are you machmer not? Now, what would be your approach? What's the famous klal? Sefka brachas lahakel. Excellent, Zach. The Rambam says you say a bracha l'matol, you're below tisa. The third of the Seres Adibris. Tosfos says Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanah. I'm not going to give a lav. Right? Wouldn't you say that? So Rabbi Kivager there in the Kilian Hashas and Yibbeis Amlaf quotes the Marashah in Arab and Arab Psach and Af Kuftah. You know what he says? He says, you don't say Sufik Brachas Lahakal by Berkas Nelin. Wow! You only say it by Berkas HaMitzvahs or Berkas Shevach Lodoy or Berkas Tefillah. Right? The Avodah Drama says there's four categories of Brachas in Halacha. Berkas Nelin on food and drink, Birkas HaMitzvahs, right? Birkas Shevach Vodah, thunder and lightning, and Birkas Tefillah. Avodrom writes, we have four categories of Brachas. Avodrom, the Rishon. So the Marashah, the Kiver quotes, the Re holds, you don't say Sevach Brachas L'Hakel. By Birkas Nevin. Why not, Yehuda? Because the Isser staring you right in the face. It's Me'il, it's Gezel. How can you say Sevach Brachas L'Hakel? That's the pshat mute in the Re. You follow me? But we don't hold like the Re. We hold like who? The Rif. We pass on something about Lakal even by what? Even by what? Even by Birkas Nen, we pass on something about Lakal. You know why? Why? Because this Lomdus, the Isser the Rabbah, the Isser Meil and Gezel stems from what? Stems from what? From the essay in the Rabbanan of saying a bracha, the mitzvah in the Rabbanan of saying a bracha. On that, Zach, you could say, Son of Brachas Lahakel. Everyone chap this? This is all the build up, this mahalach, that's why we paskin, that an onin can eat and drink, Asher, you got me? Without saying a bracha. He's doing gezel. It's like eating ham or stealing. No, it's not. And we don't allow you even to be machmer on it. The Rosh didn't hold the whole Shmita Torah. The Rosh said, forget about it. The Rosh said, it's a matir. You know what a matir is? That's why I write in the Sefer, there's three possibilities to be Masber Birkas Nenet. Is it purely a matir? Like the Rav writes in the Shchita Kuf Mem Vav, Tfilas Nid is a matir. Number one possibility. Or is Birkas Nen in the Mitzvah Midr Rabbanon? Or number three is the Isser Meil Noveya from the Mitzvah Rabbanon Seh Abracha. That's the number three that we're building up. You follow what I'm saying? This is the Chiddush. And that's what we assume Ladina. Now, Refrain has in his Sefer, he quotes the Stechemid, who paskins like the Rosh. Right? And everyone's asking, how could he, you know, I'll tell you where the background of the Stechemid is here. The background of the Stechemid is on Aninus. It's on, you know, it's an encyclopedic work, it's an encyclopedia. The Stechemid. Stechemid was a Gadol, was a Goynoil. In Aninus Ostetvav, he writes, an Onan must wash his hands for the Suda. And he writes, for many years this has bothered him. If you require an Onan to wash his hands for the Suda Tilas Adayim, to eat, so why doesn't he say a bracha? He says, this Kasha bothered him for many, many years. And he says, he can't believe that we're allowing this man, this Onan or woman, to do a what? To do an Isser by eating without a bracha. So Lamaisa, Refrain writes in the Sefer, all the Gedol Achrayim say it's against the Gemara. Gemara says Eina Mavarach. You guys learned it this morning. Eina Mavarach, right? Taisa says you're not allowed to Lamaisa, right? So what's the Pshat Lamaisa? Eina Mavarach. He says you're Bechli Demarach. So he points out that the Stechemin must have held like who? Must have held like the Rosh. Must have held like the Rosh. Halach Lamaisa. He must have held like this Rosh. Okay? And that's Lamaisa, what he wanted to build up, Halach Lamaisa. It's interesting. He wanted to say that the Stechemin was working with this Rosh. Okay, but we don't accept this Rosh. We don't possibly like this Rosh. Okay. So that's the din, Lamaisa, that we wanted to suggest here about this din. About not being able to be machmir, number one, like out of the Ptur Mitzvahs, number two, that we take this Ptur very seriously, even to allow you not to say amen, and also not to eat food, which apparently Lamaisa might have been what? Might have been a little bit of an Isser, Halacha Lamaisa. Might have been a little bit Isser, more than that, Halacha Lamaisa. That's what one would suggest. Now, I wanted to point out, before we go weiter, what is the possibility, that fifth possibility said from the Rav, that the Ptur Mitzvah comes from a Kiyum of Avelis? So the Rav wanted to say that it shows your dedication or your connection to the loved one that died. And he wanted to say it's based on a Rambam in Hilchos Avot Perek Aleph Halacha Perek Beis Halacha Aleph with the Mitzvah Avelis is connected with the mitzvah being mitame for them to bury them. And the Rambam writes Beferish, Kol Osin Sha'amru, Shein Misablonle, Kigon Haruge Basin, Porshim Darke Tzibor, Venafalim Abed Atzmon Das, Enkoim Mitamlem, even though you're Chayiv in the Kfura. If you had a family member that was a Rasha, you're Mechuv to bury him, right? So you see, according to the Rambam, Isser Tumas Kohanim is not pushed off because of the Chayiv Kfura, but because of the Chayiv Avelis. And the Rav wanted to say that the din lamaisa of Tumas Kohanim is dependent on a chov of Avelis. And therefore, lamaisa, it comes out that maybe the pasuk of Yomim Shata Osik B'chayim is like a Xeris HaKaf of Lod L'Tami L'Das, according to the Rambam. That just like the chiyuv of what? The chiyuv of Avelis and the chiyuv of B'mitame are intertwined with one another, so too, an Onan is not pata from mitzvahs, lamaisa, but rather, his bitl of mitzvah is Mekayim Akim of Avelis. And therefore, since Mekayim Akim of Avelis, Lamaisa, that's why the Chachamim wanted to create a Ptur Mitzvah, because it's Mekayim Akim of Avelis. Now, I want you to just note this, which we're going to get to, that the Rambam is of the opinion that there is no Isuri Avelis before Kfura. That's a very important machlokes. Let's point it out right now. There's a very, very important machlokes that we must know, are there any Yisuri Avelis before Aninus? I'm sorry, are there any Yisuri Avelis before, are there any Yisuri Avelis during Aninus? That's the way to say it. Okay, are there any Yisuri Avelis during Aninus at all? The Rambam in the Ritz Gay is the Torah quote, you saw it, Ein Noegin Ba'onin Yisuri Avel, like Visa Rechitza. The only thing that's Usser is Basser V'yayin, and that's only for Aninus. Right? We'll get to it. We get to it later in the summer. Some Rishonim say the Sudas Avraha has to be with Fleshes. When you become an Avel, it's Mutter to eat meat. Might be a Mitzvah to eat meat. And what does Gemara say in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayinam and Beis? Lo Nivra Yayin El Nachem Avelim. Wine was created. When you become an Avel, you can't drink wine. But Aninus is an Isser Basser V'yayin. You follow me? There's an Isser Basser V'yayin. But the other Yisurim that exist during Shiva, according to the Rambam, do not apply during Aninus. That's according to the Rambam. However, the Torah pointed out, Rov Rishonim argue on that, and they say it's a Kal v'chomer. Any dinim that apply during Shiva also apply during Aninus, like Rechitza, Kibus, except for the three things. What are the three things that you do proactive? Ni'ilas Asando, Atifas Rosh, and Kfiyas Amita. Those three things are your proactive have to do things. Not abstentions, but proactive actions, those are only blocked in during Shiva, during Avelis. So even if you do hold, like Rav Rishon, like the Ramban, that Isuri Avelis do apply during Aninus, those are the abstentions, not the Meisim. Those Meisim are only locked in for Shiva. So what I wanted to just point out, that according to the Rav Max, that we projected a fifth Svara, why known as Pater Mitzvah, because Akim of Avelis Yehuda, that is interesting, the Rav said, even though the Rambam holds no Isuri Avelis during Aninus, but there is a Kiyum Avelis. You understand what I'm saying? There is a Kiyum Avelis, a proactive Kiyum of Avelis that could exist during Avelis. Not during Aninus. Not Isuri Avelis, Rafi, but a Kiyum of Avelis. And therefore that manifests itself by your Patur Mitzvahs. That you're so upset about the loved one dying that you're punted from mitzvahs. But please get that machlekes. Very critical. Let's just point out the Mechaber in Sif Hei, in our Siman, in Shin Mem Al Sif Hei. Paskins, like the Rambam and the Ritz Gaius, that there is no Isuri Avelis during Aninus. That's what it's mashma from the Mechaber, Pashup Shat. When you see it, he says, Shari Isuri Avelis are not Noagim Ba'avo. It seems that way. It's mashma, the Shari Isuri Avelis are not Noagim during the Aninus. Calls Manchel Nikbar Mitz in a Cholitz Minosan in a Chai Bativ is a Rosh. About Asur Leishiv, so it's Mashma Lamaisa that he's passing like the Rambam that's Gaius, but it's not so poshin because of the Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkan Chav Gimel quotes the Chassam Sofer and says the Machaber is moded to the Ramah. It's not true that Isuri Avelis are Shaykh during Aninus against the Rambam. So it's not so poshin how the Machaber passes on this. In our Minig. We paskin that they do exist. They do exist. That the Isure Avelis do exist during Aninus. Okay? That they do exist. The Ramah writes it beferish. The Ramah writes, Asur, all the Isure Avelis during Aninus, Rechitza, Sika, Simcha, Tispiris, and the Gesher Achayim, and the Alkut Yosef, they all paskin like this, and Onin is Asur. The Holy Surah Avelis, like Rov Poskim, Allah Lamaisa. So I just wanted to point that out. It's interesting. Some have a chumrah to wear sneakers to the Levaya, even before Lamaisa. But based on what we're saying, it's that's a Maisa. So even if you hold that Isuri Avelis do apply during Aninus, why Nilas Asando and Kfiyas Rosh and Kfiyas Amita and Ativis Rosh do not apply? So that chumrah to me is mechudish. Yes, Zach.
Well, it seems to me, I think in the Beis Yosef, he says that the whole reason why we don't make you do Nihilas Asandel is because otherwise you won't be able to bury the person at all. Whereas perhaps contemporarily we can say, you know, it's not as applicable that, you know, I can wear, you know.
Right, but Nihilas Asandel is a proactive mice you do during only Shiva. You know what I'm saying?
But Beis Yosef says the reason why we wouldn't make you do it. But the reason we don't is because without Nihilas Asandel, you can't walk around anywhere to go bury the body. So that need to bury the body perhaps overrides our want to subject you to more.
Right, but you but nowadays we can wear shoes that aren't sneakers that, you know, allow you to bury. I'm saying we don't normally people don't wear sneakers. They wear sneakers during Shiva, right? So why do you dafke have to wear the sneakers during the Levaya? Isn't that a pronounced statement of Nilas Asandal? That only applies after the bring your sneakers and put them on after the Levaya. After the, it's done, have in the car. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying I've seen that there are people have that chumrah, but why it doesn't seem to be where's that? What's the basis of that chumrah? Because even if Yisur Avelis do apply during Aninus, it doesn't apply to the three mice. Yes, Zach.
Makes sense that maybe like they want to be Mekag immediately after they like
maybe okay could be but on the other hand it's against Shulchan Aruch, you know what I mean? Shulchan Aruch says those Maisim are only appropriate during what? During Shiva. Shiva only begins after the end of Levaya. Okay, we gotta think about it more. To me I was thinking I thought it was Mechudish to me.
Maybe it's also because nowadays almost everybody gives over the body to the
But if you're going to the Levaya, then we're gonna talk about it, you know, that's Kavod HaMeis. It's Kavod HaMeis all the way till the end, push-up shot. We're Makra for that reason, Kavod HaMeis, right? That's why we're not Rashad, even when you're not there, right? We're gonna see Lamais. Okay, that's a good segue into, that's a good segue into the next subtopic that we should get, okay? And let's get to that now, okay? Because we got to get to if you're not exactly there, and also Shabbos and Yontif Lamaisa, we got to get to as well. We'll try at least. Okay. Before we, I want to mention, it's interesting, we mentioned the Isser of Basav Yayin during Aninus. Let's just get down that the Chazon Avadja, Rabbi Avadja writes in Avelis, Chelek Al Din Onen Ha'ara Yud Gimel, Amud Kuf Nun says, there's no Isser to drink beer. But he does quote the Rishim of Ephraim Zalman Margolios, who was one of the Gedolei Ador. He lived in 1760 to 1828. He was the Rav of Broid. He has a sefer called the Shari Ephraim. He actually writes, Halach Lamaisa, you could drink a little bit of it. But if you become a shikr, you know, you that'll be mevatel you from doing the what? Doing the Levaya. So just use your sefer, Lamaisa. You know, you don't just have six beers. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maya, they have lots of
okay, you have to be careful not to become a shikr. Also, Pischei Tshuva, please get down, and Sifkat Yud Beis points out from the Chidah, it's mashma to eat, it's mutter for an oni to eat basar that was a leftover from Shabbos. Because we're going to see on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat fleshiks, because there's no aninus on Shabbos, right? Basically, which we'll get to those details. But if generally we assume there's no aninus on Shabbos, that's the psak, so you have leftovers. He says it's mutter to eat those leftovers, but the Note of Yudah writes it's usser. That's a whole discussion why that should be, because maybe it's the whole thing's only the Rabbanan, but it was a B'makom mitzvah, you don't want to throw it out also. But the bottom line is, I think we hold like the Note of Yehuda, we don't hold it as kula, and we do not allow an Onin to eat the leftovers from what? From Shabbos. Okay? So we, the Shtark Isser, Basar V'yayin, Halach L'maisa. Okay, so let's get to now, what Zach was asking, and what is the din? What is the din if you are not there per se, halacha lamaisa? So I want to just point out that, you know, the Gemara, which you guys saw in Yud Chesem and Aleph, remember, it's a little bit hard to figure out the kasha. There's a stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Where's the stira? The stira is because the Mishnah said mutal afanav, and the Brisa says your patra mitzvah, you went to another house, therefore it's not mutal afanav, and it still said your patra, right? That was the stira. So what were the two terutzim? So Rav Papa was saying, no, it was going on the case where you're master pana, but you were still around the mace, yeah? But what's the answer of Rav Ashi? Zok Rav Ashi and Yuchesim and Alf, Kevit Shemut Olav Lekovra, Kemut Olafon of Dami, Shenemra V'yakam Avram Me'al Pnei Mesoi, V'nemra V'ekra Mesim Olafonoi, Kolz Man Shemut Olav Lekovra, Kemut Olafon of Dami. So it seems from the Gemara, L'maisa, that you're an onis patra mitzvah, even when you're not in the presence of the deceased. You're responsible for the burial. Number two, it's Kavod HaMeis. So it seems like Lamaisa, you don't have to technically be Mamish Bifonov. Yes? Seems from that Gemara, you don't need to Mamish be Mamish Bifonov to inject the dinim of Aninus. You don't have to Mamish be there. So how, to what degree do we take this? So the Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa, at the end of the Taisus, which I wanted to see, was, you know, had his sister die, who was married, and he ate basa v'yayin. So Rabbeinu Tam, other people are doing it. He says the husband, he says his brother-in-law is going to bury her. He says, not a problem. He said, she has a husband, who's chayvik for Russell. I'm not asur b'yasur v'yayin. And then Taisus ends the Taisus. Could be even Rabbeinu Tam was in the city. His brother-in-law is responsible, so he says he maybe would even eat it then. So that's one approach. The Rosh, no, argues. The Rosh here on the spot says that Aninus is chal, and your Asr b'chol mitzvahs kulam. So I think, Lamaisa, if you highlight Kavod HaMeis, you don't have to actually be there. If you highlight Kavod HaMeis, you don't have to be there. And the Mechaber paskins like the Rosh, v'afilu hu be'er acheris. Okay? The Bach, though, with Sif Dalin, paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, that there is no aninus if there are other people, other krovim, take care of the mace. So what do we do practically? So the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Yud Beis says we should hold like the Mechaber. Therefore, if you get a telegram, God forbid, you get a telegram. I mean, just 2 months ago, right? I was the Wednesday, you know, they let us do Wednesday on Zoom, right before Pesach. So I was saying shir from the office, and I got a call from the nursing home. My mom was nifter. So should I finish shir? It's not in front of me. It's in T-neck. Care one. No, we assume not that way. We pass them like the Mechaber, that you should what? He holds like the Rosh, even if you're Acheris. You get the telegram. You're Inoik Dini Aninis until you bury the mace. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. All right. Now, this is what we would assume, halacha l'maisa, and that's what I did, l'maisa. I was in Oinein, I went on the plane Wednesday night, and we were in the air for an hour, and then engine broke. And then we came back. There was a delay of 14 and a half hours. I had it all set up. I was going to go and come back right before Pesach, but now I couldn't do it. So as soon as I came back, they wouldn't let me stay by the cargo with my mom, the Nifteris. So I came home. I davened Meirv. Came home at 3 o'clock in the morning. I davened Meirv, and I davened for them. I was no longer known it. It was Nimsul Iksofen. If you give it over as Taisus, that Tais I gave you, you give it over to the Chebek Kedisha, you're no longer involved. You're done. My brother was still an Onan. Baruch Hashem, they were able to bury her at Erev Pesach. That was the goal. It was very hard for me. I wanted to go. But I made a decision that I wasn't going to go. I wasn't going to go for Pesach. It wasn't right to the family and to the shul. So Levisa, I stayed. But my mom, the Chevra Kedisha, met her at the airport. And she was buried next to my dad in Renana, and where my brother lives. But that's Nimsul Iksofen. So, Halacha L'maisa, that's a different stage. I wasn't even going to the Levaya. But someone who's going to go to the Levaya, you amplify that Kavod HaMeis Svara, that's going to apply the whole time. And therefore, until the Kfura, you're going to be Pater. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan means, that you should paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'maisa. You're going to go to what? You're going to go to the Kfura. You got the telegram, you're an Onan until that time. But what do you mean? You're living in a different city. The relative in that city, where the Nifter was, taking care of everything, still, Al Tzkavod HaMeis. But if you're Nimshul Iksofen, where you're not going to go already, that's already, Aninus will end, and Avelis begins. So I had a day and a half of Avelis. At Chatzos it ends. We'll learn that then. Erev Pesach and Chatzos is the only Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos. You should go 2 hours before when you're sitting Shiva. Erev Pesach, because of the Korban Pesach, ends at Chatzos. So I had a day and a half. My brother had an hour, literally. The Vi was done 11:30. Chatzos was 12:30. He sat Shiva for an hour. He had a Sudas Avrod. He sat Shiva. Okay, so Lamai says, that's Legabe, what we glean from that sheet in the Taisus. Now, in that Brisa, we learn Yehuda Agiti, okay? In that Brisa, we talked about a concept of eating in front of the mace. You remember that? We saw that in the Brisa, you're allowed to eat in front of the mace. Now, Yehuda and Ariel pointed out a very interesting chiddush, which I didn't notice myself. I want you to get that. The Yushalmi, I did see the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says you're not supposed to eat your heart's desire. Lo ocho kol tzarko. Lo shosa kol tzarko. And the Beis Yosef says the poskim left it out. The Bavli didn't hold like this Yushalmi. So you have a heter to eat. You have a heter to eat. Lamaisa, that heter to eat. But you shouldn't eat to your heart's desire. Okay? That's what it says in Yushalmi. Lo ochol kol tzarko. Lo shosa kol tzarko. You got to eat, and there are different halachas of what you have to do. He has no house. He eat in the house of someone else. He has no other house. You make a mechitza and you eat. And if there's no mechitza, you're machzer panav and you eat. Right? That's what we said. You never can eat meat and drink wine. So the din is, lamaisa, the din is, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishameis lo meis, chayv l'sabo olav konam kvura, oichel b'bayis acher. You really should eat b'bayis acher. Why should you eat b'bayis acher? Because why? What's the reason why you should eat b'bayis acher? The Shachan Taz, the Taz Zivkon Av, the Shachan Zivkon Gimel says, loig l'rosh. What is loig l'rosh? It's a pasuk in Mishlei, you're mocking. You're mocking the person. Why are you mocking the person? You're sitting there eating, you're not osking the levaya. Should be covered a guy. Your relative. And you're sitting there and eating? It's a terrible thing. So let's do this, finish up this subtopic, and then if we have time, we'll start tomorrow with Shabbos and Yontif. But can someone else who's not a Karov eat in front of the mace? And for that matter, let's mention it right away, on Shabbos, is it Mutter on Shabbos for the Karov to eat in front of the mace? So this is a very, very interesting chiddush that emerges here about Loig L'Rosh. Okay? Very interesting chiddush that emerges here about Loig L'Rosh that I wanted to mention here. We had it here. It was in the... Yes. Okay? The Taz here, now let's get this clear. The Taz, here in the Siman, according to the Piskei Tshuva, holds its mutter if you're not a relative, or it's a Karav B'Shabbos. Why is that mutter? Because you can't be Osik and Kfuras Ames on Shabbos. So it's not like I'm being lazy. I can't bury him anyway. So why can't I eat? That's the Taz according to the Piskei Tshuva. The Shach, according to Piskei Tshuva, holds, also it's the Stechemet as well, holds its Usser, because it's Loig L'Rosh.
Usser in both cases?
Yes, Usser in both cases. Why? I was bothered by this. Why? I don't know why. You can't bury him anyway. Why is it Loig L'Rosh? But nonetheless, the Shach says it's Usser. Halach L'Maitza. I don't know. The only thing I was thinking is he can't eat. He can't eat. So if he can't eat, and it's very difficult. You know, you have to eat to take care of yourself. But if you're dead, you're dead. You're dead already. No? But I want you to write in your notes, what's the svar of Loig L'Rosh there in that case? I don't know. I was bothered by it.
You're showing off like, I'm alive, you're not.
I understand, but there's a Rashi. Okay, you're right. It could be. We'll get this down. Rashi and Gimel on the base seems to say that Loig L'Rosh is only on mitzvahs. You're mocking a guy. You can do mitzvahs and... I can do mitzvahs, you can't, because I'm a chashim in a mitzvah. Is eating a mitzvah, but that's only if you're alive. You know? What'd you say? Okay, maybe, Rafi, maybe. You guys are saying good. Okay, good. Maybe. Maybe you're making fun of him in that sense. Good. On a Shabbos, maybe eating. If he would have been alive, he has a chiv to take care of himself. Okay, maybe.
Kiddush.
Okay, all right, could be.
So you
could
just be. Say don't do kiddush in the same room. But
all right, yeah. Eat. He's talking about eating. So maybe you guys are saying good. On a Shabbos Rafi, or maybe Stan Lamaisa, take care of yourself. But please get that down. That's Havana of the Piskei Tshuva in the Taz and the Shach. However, the Bir Heitev and the Rosh Hashulchan have a different Hesber of the Shach and Taz. They say that they're not arguing. And they say that a Karav of a mace is usher to eat in front of the mace, even on Shabbos, because of Loig L'Rosh, a Karav only. And an Eino Karov is mutter to eat even during the chol in front of a mace because there's no Loig L'Rosh. So they amplify the karov aspect, which is a chiddush to me, because on Shabbos you can't what? You can't bury him anyway. So why is it loy l'rosh? But please get the shittas down. Well, think about the svaras, but I don't want to just get the shittas down. How do we paskin? So Rebbe Avadia writes, l'hachmra, filu adam achashen akarv l'meis, asr lo lechol alishtos l'fnei ha'meis. And I looked it up today in the Pnei Baruch, in page 20, and O Zion, he says the same thing, that you should never eat, whether you're related or not related, alach l'meisim. You should never eat l'meisim, and the Pnei Baruch says also even on Shabbos, l'meisim, for the onein to eat in front of the mace. And you can't bury him though, so why is it loy l'rosh? So maybe you have to say your svaras, what you guys are suggesting. Could be that's what you have to suggest. Okay, Yehuda, you had a question from before. Go ahead. I can't hear you.
The case that happened with Rebbe, that Rebbe's brother was still a pony.
Yes.
I still don't understand why that in this ends, meaning if two brothers are going to pay the Chaver Kedisha.
I'm not going, though. I'm not going to the Levaya. That's what Nimsa L'Ksofen means. For me, it was Nimsa L'Ksofen. For him, it's not. Sure. He was going to be cover her.
So if people are going to the Levaya, it doesn't matter if it's Nimsa L'Ksofen. Meaning,
not for me it does. For me it was Nimsa L'Ksofen.
But why not for Rebbe's brother?
Because he was going to be kovar.
Oh, because he was physically.
Yeah, he's going to be kovar. Sure.
Was the physical action.
Yeah, he was receiving. He received. He was kovar. Absolutely. That's the difference. Very good. Okay, let's now start. I wanted to get to. Oh, so I was saying in Rashi and Gimel Amud Aleph, Gimel Amud Beis. The Sefer Shlomo Mishnaso is Bedayik from Rashi. Did you notice that Rashi says Nira Kiloig Barosh? Did you notice that in Rashi? Nira. He says Nira. Vabayas Acher. You see the Rashi there? Did you guys see the Rashi there in New Zion and Beis? Where's the Lashon? He says, Och Vabayas Acher Nira Kiloig Barosh. Did you notice that? Rashi in New Zion and Beis and Brachas says Nira Kiloig Barosh. So he says, Bemis is not Loig. What you eat and drink like a behemoth. Behemoths eat and drink too. And he points out the Rashi and Gimel and Beis that only things that are not mitzvah are no loy l'rosh. It's not a genai. What is the Gemara talking about there? You remember there? On Gimel and Beis, they're in brachas. You're not supposed to say in front of Arba Amos of the mace, only his Torah, but Mili the Alma, according to one Lashon, is two Lashonos. Mili the Alma is mutter to speak about because that's not embarrassing to him to join into, how did LeBron James, how many points did he score? You're talking about LeBron James within our Amos of him, how many points he scored in front of the mace. So that's not Loig LaRosh because it's not important that he needs to chime in on that conversation. That's what Rashi writes on Gimel and Beis. Let me read you his Lashon.
What if he was a big LeBron James
fan? Okay, even so, because it's Stuyo, right? Avamili Dalma, Shane Ganai Lamacharish Behen, Lace Lundbaugh. It's not a genai to a guy who's silent about that. Oh, you have nothing to say about that to chime in, so, we feel bad. You don't feel bad for the guy. There's nothing wrong with that. So that's what he wants to tie. It's near it. Therefore, since it's impossible in any way, we're maxer pun of we eat. So, he doesn't masbir why it's even nearer. Why is it even? I guess it's because it's not nice, like you guys said. This guy's dead. He can't eat and drink. You're highlighting you're alive and he's dead. So something along those lines, that's what maybe it is. It is a mitzvah to take care of yourself. It's like you're saying, ah ha ha, I can eat, and the guy's dead, he can't eat. So maybe that's why it's near it. It's near it that it's like considered to be like that. Okay. All right. Now, let's start already. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. So what we have to get to tomorrow in the beginning of Shir is what you do on Shabbos, what you do on Yontif, what you do on Yontif Sheni, what you do on Cholamoid. All these shilas, is there an aninus? So the pashtus is, let's end shir like that, is I would say no, because I can't bury the guy on Shabbos. Now on Yontif, the Gemara in Be'ah of Avim Adav says Yontif Rishon, right? We could do through a goy. Yontif Sheni, they allowed even ourselves, right? So practically no one does that. The Hasidim do it, but Litvashir don't do it. So we'll start with that tomorrow, aninus and Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, let's stop.